Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
About the time there was Milton Berle, there was Mr. Richard Pennyman doing this song.
Good golly, Miss Marley, sure like the ball.
That's also known as Little Richard. Welcome back at 17 Till. And Little Richard is like us. He's still rocking after all these years. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're still rocking on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with us. Having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website. You can subscribe there to his thrice-weekly cyber column, which most of the year is free, and so check it out. I'll let you figure out what that means later. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rich is one of our political operatives, and Rich, you, I guess it was last week, we observed, I'll say it that way, observed the 10th anniversary of the invasion of Iraq, and by U.S. forces. You were over there a number of months. What was it, 04, 06?
03 and 04.
03 and 04. Yeah. And during that time, my son was there twice in 04 and 06.
Right.
One of the things that I said, and by the way, and as you remember, Rich, folks, some of you will remember, I did many interviews with Rich and others on the ground there in Iraq, giving you a report on how things were going, especially from the standpoint of recovering the economy over there. And I remember one of the statements I made was I want to grab the rack by the lapel, the way the guy did in Saving Private Ryan, and said, "Earn this," with all the people that had died to save him. I want to grab the Iraq people by the lapel and say, "Earn this." I'm not sure that that's happened. What do you think?
Well, it is far better than it was. Now, I was there. I got there about the 1st of November of 03. The original invasion was in April, and I think it was over in about 23 days. And everybody kind of back here said, well, that happened. And then everything started collapsing around our ears. To go back in time, after the first, remember the first time we went in there was after Saddam invaded Kuwait.
Right.
Under George H.W. Bush.
'91.
I've done a lot of work in the Middle East, and my friends who were or are in positions of power, when we talked about that, remember everybody was after H.W. Bush about why did we stop short of Baghdad?
Right, that's the big question, right.
Yeah, and they said, well, because we were more fearful of a power vacuum in Iraq than we were of having a weakened Saddam was far better than a power vacuum.
The guy said he's an SOB, but he's our SOB.
Yeah, that's right. And it turns out that they were right. I mean, once Saddam left, it reverted back to tribal a tribal area. In this case, the Sunnis versus the Shiites.
And the Kurds.
The other day again, the Kurds. Well, the Kurds are the largest single ethnic or a bloc without their own country. They somehow or another, Lawrence of Arabia forgot about them when they were drawing the lines.
Right.
After World War One, and they've got a lot of oil, so it's a very tough situation. But you know, when we went there, and when you and I were talking, and when your son was there in the Marines, you know, we thought we were there for the right reasons, and we don't know that. You can't rewind the clock.
What do you think now?
I think that we did. I still think we went for the right reasons.
Should we have gone?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Saddam was just as dangerous as we thought he was, and there was he was very much like we were just talking about Kim Jong Un. I mean, you had no idea what he was going to do. He was crazy.
Well, his two sons were crazier.
If he'd gotten
knocked off and his two sons came on board, it would have been, you know, Kim Jong Un all over again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think it was the right thing to do, but we had no clue. Obviously, this is, you know, you talk about stating the obvious. We had no clue what was going to happen next, and whatever could happen bad actually did happen, and it's been very tough.
Well, we lost a lot of folks there. And,
yeah, we did, and I'll tell you something, Jim. I spent 6 months of my life there, and if only because of the friendships I made, and having dinner with two other guys, I was retired one star and a still active duty lieutenant colonel. We're having dinner on Saturday night. I mean, those foxhole friends never go away.
Well, the thing that really when you know, you and I lived through the Vietnam era, and right now I realize that we should never have, that war should never have happened, and we lost 55,000 people over there plus right and I wonder, you know, I was hoping that and I still hope that history will show that we were right to go in there. And I want to say to the people who lost their children or who have you know, people who've been injured or whatever, I want to say to them one day, that's what it was for, and maybe you can find some pride in that. But right now, I'm not sure we can.
Well, you know, it's very hard to write history in real time, and we're still in this thing.
Yeah.
I got an email from somebody, I forget now, Dean Ornish, the diet guy.
Right.
Who said he didn't understand why we were allowing... Why were we sacrificing our children in the deserts of the Middle East? And I said, you know, in World War II, at the time, how do you explain to somebody that their son or daughter or son had died, you know, trying to take a beach in the middle of the Pacific Ocean?
Yeah.
I mean, in real time, you can't make those
judgments.
Right.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Well, I'm hoping that the thing I worry about, Rich, right now is that Iraq is becoming a business partner, if nothing else, with Iran, and in terms of being allowing them to fly over Iraq with weapons to Syria and things like that. That's my concern. I hope it doesn't turn out that. I hope maybe it'll turn around. As Rich says, folks, you can't write history in real time. I think that's really good advice from Rich there, folks, that we probably should all take to heart. I pray that one day we'll look back and say that was turned out to be the right thing to do. Tintail, we're going to be right back with our good friend Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.